You're listening to the Study Cliffs podcast, your number one source for junior leaving cert tips. We make exams easier. Hello, Nessa.
Hi, Emer.
Welcome back to the Study Cliffs podcast. You're listening to Emer and Nessa, two Study Cliques co-workers, two Study Cliques sisters.
Yeah.
Study Cliques sisters.
The only Study Cliques sisters in the world.
Wow.
Yeah.
Where's our award?
Mm-hmm. I suppose at this point you know. If you've listened to other podcasts before, you'll know that myself and Nessa are sisters, and we also love giving tips about the junior leaving cert.
We can't get enough of the junior cert and leaving cert. We finished it. We don't need to worry about it anymore, but we just can't stop talking about it.
Yeah, we're obsessed. But that's good news for you guys, because then we get to share all our experience and so on.
Exactly.
So today...
Today, the focus of this podcast is how to avoid distractions when you're studying.
Yes.
Or how to avoid getting distracted.
I don't think there's anyone amongst you who can say, no, I never get distracted. I can just study nonstop without ever... wanting to procrastinate or look out the window for 15 minutes longer than I should have, or et cetera, et cetera. It's something that everyone suffers from.
Yeah, unless you're a robot.
Unless you're a robot. And
which you don't want to be.
Unless you're Clicks, because we like Clicks. Clicks the robot.
But on brand.
On brand. Yeah, it's something that obviously we all have to deal with at some point. And the good news is that there are ways to overcome this. And those ways...
we're about to tell you now.
Yes.
So number one.
Number one.
One of the biggest distractions in this day and age is your phone or your laptop, just the internet in general.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Technology, all of it, it's a huge distraction. Social media, all of that jazz. You just always want to be on it. I get it. I'm 100% addicted. So I think if you want to avoid hopping onto it every time you're trying to study, like, unless you need it for studying, because lots of people obviously use the internet to help them study. But if for this particular study session, if you're not using it, just remove it from the room. Just put it in another room to the one you're studying in and sit down. Just say, go without it for 2 hours, put it in another room so that it's just not in your eyesight,
yeah,
not in your vision, so that you're not, you don't have to worry about it.
Because mm-hmm. I found, like, I thought I had self-control and I would be sitting in the study and have my phone next to me and I'm like, no, I'm not going to look at it. And then the next minute I'd be looking at it and I'm like, when did this happen?
when did
I go onto this? I do not remember, like, consciously actually picking up my phone and unlocking it, but your brain just does it because it's just second nature to everyone now to just constantly be on your phone.
Yeah,
but we're not here to talk about, you know, the power of technology, etc. We're just going to talk about how to get rid of those distractions. So if you know that you're this kind of person that kind of unconsciously does this and you don't need the phone, do just get rid of it.
Yeah. Yeah. Any time that you're only studying from, say you're making notes from your book or something, anything that doesn't require the internet, i.e. studyclicks.ie, just put it away. It's better to have it out of the way altogether. That being said though, if you do need to use internet resources, i.e. studyclicks.ie,
I don't see why you would need anything else.
Exactly. You can. There's a few
app blockers,
mm-hmm. browser extensions that, like, whatever websites are the biggest distractions to you, you can stop your, like, you can get an extension or an app or something to stop you from going on it. One of my favorites is this thing called Strict Workflow. It's a browser extension. So it's for when you're on your laptop. And so you can input your own websites that you find the most distracting. If you find yourself going onto Facebook or Tumblr or one of those, just put it in, and then when you click on this thing in your browser, like it's a browser extension, so it's on the top of your, beside your bookmarks, just click on it, and for 25 minutes, you can actually decide on how long, but I have mine set to 25 minutes, it'll keep you locked out. So if you click onto the website, it'll just go blank, like this website is blocked until the timer goes off, get back to work, which is great, because I find myself, like you said earlier, subconsciously going on, just clicking onto the website all the time. Yeah, and you've total control. I remember you've total control over what websites you get to use, because I remember it has a few, like, suggested websites blocked, and one of them is YouTube, and I was like, oh no, I need YouTube for studying or whatever I was doing. So yeah, whatever websites you find yourself are the most distracting to you, you have can put them in yourself.
Mm-hmm. And there's the same for phones. There's an app called Keep Me Out.
Very good.
And I think it's more just for the phone in general, but I'm sure there's also apps, like you said, for actually like specific apps. Well, there's one called App Detox, actually, that I use. And then you can, it reads all the apps on your phone, and then you can kind of configure which apps you want to be locked out of. You can say whether you only want to be able to use that app at a particular time of day, or you can only launch it a particular amount of times in the day. It's pretty helpful. And yeah, so things like that are pretty useful, because I found I always do it whenever I treat myself by letting myself go on my phone, but I'm so lenient with my treats at this point that like I'll write one line and I'm like, that line took a lot of effort, so I'm gonna let myself go on my phone now. And then I'll be like on Twitter for 10 minutes. I'm like, oh man, I really only wrote a line. I do not deserve to be here. So yeah, those kind of apps. And there's plenty of other ones as well. There's
I enjoy Forest is cute. It's the same thing again with the Pomodoro technique. If we haven't discussed that already, it's the Pomodoro technique is a method for productivity. So it means that you work for 25 minutes straight with zero distractions, and then you take a 5-minute break. So for Forest is a cute little app where you have to stay on the app, basically. And the longer you stay on the app, the more your forest will grow. And if you get out of the app, it will be like, oh, don't let your forest die. So if you're tempted to be on your phone and then exit an app to go look at your Instagram or whatever, this little thing will call you back going, oh no, your little forest is dying. So it's kind of good to... You
can just leave your emotions.
Sorry?
Completely plays with your emotions.
Yeah, I don't want this fictional forest to die. So yeah, that's another... There's a few ones out there like that. You can trial and test a few of them, but I like Forest.
Yeah, so there's plenty of other apps. There's one called like Stay Focused, I think it's called. There's one, App Block, Help Me Focus. Literally just look up Focus on the App Store and there's hundreds.
Yeah, there are ways of definitely of getting yourself off your phone and into your books, if that makes any sense. So yeah, as distracting as you might find all these things, there's ways of combating them. So look them up, trial and test them, and see how you get on, see how you find them. You'll find it'll make a big improvement to your productivity.
Mm-hmm. Some people have the privilege of like having a room to themselves or kind of a quiet room, but there's some people who might have a really big family and they have to share the room with a sibling or something like that, and there's just constantly noise and you can't really escape the distractions, I'd say. It's not just about your phone. That, personally, I have that like if I'm studying and there's other people in the room, or I'm kind of like in a general study area where there's other people and there might be two people whispering next to me and I'm like, oh my God, shut up.
Stop.
What I usually do is I go into Spotify and I search for concentration playlists. Yeah. And then they just have these different like rain sounds and whale sounds and things like that. And I actually find that so helpful because it's not distracting, because your brain doesn't really sort of register it.
Yeah.
But at the same time, it's still kind of blocking out every other sound.
Oh yeah, I remember a teacher telling me before that you shouldn't listen to music with lyrics because your brain just picks up on the lyrics and it's very distracting. Whereas if you're just listening to, or if you are used to listening with music, then in an exam when there's just no sound there, your brain registers that there's no sound and it can't work in the same way that when you were studying. Which could be one reason, but I think if you're listening to like nice generic like white noise or like the nice Spotify playlist, this kind of just nice background noise that's not necessarily music, so your brain doesn't get too focused on it, but it's still drowning out the music. There's a few things on YouTube as well. A channel that I like is called ASMR Rooms, and it's really cute because they're kind of themed. A lot of them are kind of like Harry Potter themed or Game of Thrones themed, and it's just like, oh, study in the Hogwarts library and there might be like a fire crackling and book pages turning, like all these like nice kind of atmospheric sounds that will help relax your brain or make it more alert really to the environment that you're studying. So I think that's worth checking out if you're into that kind of thing. Those are cute. I quite like those.
I think another thing that is pretty important, and it definitely helped me when I was doing my exams, was keeping your environment kind of organized.
Oh yes, absolutely.
Because so the room that I would have studied in, the study, obviously, you know, it's in our house, but yeah, so it's quite a small room, and it's where we keep like documents and things like that. So it very quickly got quite
small
messy,
rooms get messy very quickly,
and
yeah.
There was just papers and pens and bits and pieces all over the place, and it would kind of unconsciously stress me out. I'd come down and try to study and I'd be like immediately stressed, not really know why. And as soon as I then kind of tidied the place up and I had everything organized, like my laptop in one place and my folder in another place and my phone in another place and all of my pens nicely lined up, yeah, and everything. And I was able to then, okay, yes, now I'm ready to go. And like,
yeah,
there was nothing else distracting me, because if you kind of sit there and you have all this clutter around you, you're not going to be able to properly focus.
Your brain will be focusing on the mess.
Yeah.
I think especially if it's coming up to exam season and you feel very stressed, you feel very busy and you're like, oh no, I don't have time to clean. I feel like people who are stressed live in messy environments and feel like they don't have time to clean. You do have time to clean, because your studying will be more effective and you won't be studying for as long with a disorganized mind as you would be with an organized mind. I think if you're studying in an environment that's all in order and it's neat, your brain will also follow that order, if you get me.
Yeah, definitely. Otherwise, I think if you kind of do all that stuff and you find, no, I'm still really easily distracted, I can't focus. One thing that might be the problem is that you're not doing the right study method, that you're not using the right study method. And if that's your case, well, obviously you won't know straight away if that's your case or not, but what we would recommend is you either check out our blog on study methods, which we have, but we also have a lovely podcast already recorded on said topic. Mm-hmm. So go listen to that. We talk about how to find out what the best study method for you is. We go through the different things that you can do to study apart from kind of the usual
reading,
read a book. So do have a look at that and see, because it might just be that you can't engage with the content that you're trying to study because you're not engaging with it in a way that your brain wants to engage with it.
Exactly. Another point, I think, especially I find with myself when I'm trying to work, a reason why I don't get a lot of work done is because I haven't set out a particular goal for myself or the steps that I need to take to achieve that goal.
Yeah, completely. Because I think a lot of people kind of, they know in the back of their minds that they should be studying, and then they sit down and they're like, okay, I'm going to study. But then they don't actually have any realistic goals. They're just, they know they should be studying, but they don't really know what. They don't really know why or kind of what's the end goal. And that, of course, is going to lead to distraction, because if you're not focused on what you're actually trying to do, then of course you're just going to look around the place, find something else to do.
Exactly. So I think that one of the things to do, you can like have a list of things that you want to do in your head, but I think the best thing to do is to physically write it down. At the start of every study session, you should just have a to-do list. And as you're going, even if it's like the smallest thing, like open book, check, just ticking off little things
will give
you that feeling of satisfaction.
Yeah, and it's really good, because then if you see all of these things on your list and you can kind of reference back to it, you find yourself getting distracted and then you see, oh wait, there's so many things on this list I still have to do, then you can kind of stop yourself from procrastinating, and you'll say, okay, no, got to go back to this list, got to do what everything is here, because there's something so satisfying about taking all those things off, and you'll want to take them off so badly that it should overpower that sense of being distracted.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Good point.
Great point.
Great point.
So to reiterate.
To sum up.
Yeah. Our top three tips for not being distracted would be.
Numero uno.
Use those apps.
Make use of those apps. Yeah. If you do need to use your phone or your laptop for when you're studying, i.e. to use studyclicks.ie, you need to find some other way of blocking those notifications that you're getting from like apps like Snapchat and Instagram. So make use of app blockers out there that will stop you from going on those websites that are distracting you.
Yeah. Another one, or I guess the second most important thing I would say, is area.
Yeah.
Kind of your surroundings. Number one, make sure that they're tidy, not cluttered, nothing there that could distract you. There's nothing that you could kind of like see and then play with. Like, for example, here in our study, we have a little ball of putty that's just so easy to play with.
Oh my God, it's so distracting.
So get rid of everything like that. Also, another point that I don't think we mentioned was the positioning of your area. So don't put it, for example, don't sit right next to an open window where you can see people walk past. Obviously, you're just going to end up people watching instead of studying, which I do all of the time. Don't put yourself in a dark, windowless room either, because that's sad. But don't, you know yourself. The thing about distractions is you know what's distracting you, or you know what will distract you. It's just being able to be powerful enough to fight the distraction, I think.
Yeah, that's very true. And then I think the last point there, which we just said, is just know exactly what you're studying, have an end goal, write down the steps you need to do in order to achieve your end goal, tick them off as you go, and that will help you focus on what is at hand right now rather than all the things around you that you could be doing instead.
Yeah. So that's all the wisdom we can impart for today.
Yeah.
We're wisdomed out. To wrap it up, we, as always, need to plug our social media channels.
Absolutely. So StudyClicks is on Facebook, it's on Twitter, it's on Instagram, and we're also on Snapchat. On Snapchat, if you want to add us, just type in study_clicks. If you don't know what underscore is, it's that line down at the bottom.
Yes, the low one.
The low one, yeah.
Yeah, so there's always kind of competitions and fun memes and stuff going on those pages. So
yeah, absolutely. Nice. It's all the good stuff. But don't go on it when you're trying to study.
Mm-hmm. Don't let us distract you.
Don't let that happen. Only during fun time. Fun break time.
Yeah. And otherwise, if you have any ideas, if you want us to talk about anything in particular on the podcast, if you have feedback, get in touch either via any of those social media channels, or you can email us at info@studyclicks.ie, or you can message us via the site.
We are so contactable.
Yes.
We are very online.
Very online.
Always, they are nice. Not night though. Don't.
Yeah.
In the middle of
don't
the
message us at 3 in the morning. But yeah, in all seriousness, we are there most of the time and are delighted to help out whenever we can. Yeah. And
if you are messaging in a panic in the middle of the night, we'll get back to you in the morning.
We sure will. And very lastly, what would be really, really cool,
it would be the best,
is if you enjoy this podcast to please rate us. You can give us 5 stars. Subscribe to the podcast so that you can stay in touch, stay
get that
updated.
Fresh content.
Yeah, we try to release some new ones pretty regularly. So, yeah, you'll get notified of that when we do if you subscribe to us.
Yeah.
And yeah, just if you want to write a few words about what you think, yes, we will always be delighted to hear what you guys have to say. So, do not hesitate.
Yeah, rate and review, get us up those iTunes charts.
Mm hmm.
We crave attention.
We would. We really do. And we would be so appreciative of.
So. Yeah, no, we'd love it. We'd be really, really appreciate it. So thank you.
And that's all for
I
now.
I think that's all.
Yeah. Hopefully you'll stop procrastinating by listening to this podcast and get back to work.
Just do it. Do it now. Get back to work.
Yeah. No more distractions from here on out. You're armed now with the best tips on how to stay focused.
I believe in you. Best of luck.
Good luck. Until next time.
Bye.